This has been an ongoing issue. The ending is sort of not yet written. You have been staunchly opposed to the idea of a casino on this former naval fuel depot. You've had some testy exchanges at council meetings between some of the representatives from the tribe and the developers. Why is this not good for Richmond, especially when they talk about the job creations? They even talk about green job creation in a city that, as you know, has suffered high unemployment.
Clearly, urban casinos are known to be associated with extraordinary social ills. You know, problems of crime, problems of domestic abuse, problems of bankruptcy. This is something that our city doesn't need more of. We also know that there's a lot of lack of financial viability associated with this Point Mulati Casino project. We know casinos have went bankrupt in recent years. They're not making the revenue that they've made in the past. We also know that casinos don't add a product or a service to a community. Instead, they just take money from the have-nots and put it in the hands of the haves. And in this case, the haves are the casino owners. It's been noted by the research that it is the local residents that are impacted, that become those who attend the casinos, that lose their money, drop them at the slots, and as a result have more and more problems. So given that our community already has a great deal of poverty and social issues to deal with, this could only put a greater burden on us. So I'm opposed to this, but what I am in support of is a really, really positive project for Point Mulati. And I think we should open up the proposals to open up the bids or the outlook in terms of taking in bids for other proposals. I think it's time. There are many proposals out there. People are putting their minds to it. People are talking to, you know, architects and others to come up with really viable plans for Point Mulati that'll bring in money and jobs now. The other problem with the casino project is that we know 5 or 10 years down the road is the earliest we can see anything materialize there. There are so many hoops that have to be jumped through. You know, the BIA has to approve the project. We know the finances are something of concern, and at this point we don't have any indication that the finances are backed. We're just so clear on the fact that our residents need more than a casino job to have a true and beneficial future.